back at Charger Field on WRMJ Aledo and WRMJ.com. The Orion Chargers win it tonight 44-7 over the Fulton Steamers and Coach Seth West. Two huge plays on the offensive side when the offense might have been stagnating a little bit, broke those two long runs, 41 and 53 yards, and then defensively makes two huge plays to get the defense off the field and actually get your offense a chance to run some plays. Those two interceptions at the two critical times when Fulton, early in this game, had momentum on their side. They were moving the football well.
Yeah, you know, all the credit goes to Pat and his staff. They did a nice job devising a game plan. But there's not much to a game plan you can do against Seth. When, you know, when Seth's out there, and he's probably one of the better athletes in our conference, and when he wants to play, he can play. You saw the long runs, the touchdown runs, the interception returns. He was coming up and sticking from free safety. Just he opens up so much. You know, we always need one of our playmakers, one of our stars, to just jumpstart us a little bit, make sure that we get up and get going, especially when things are stagnant. And most of the time it's going to fall in number 10's hand. He's going to get the ball, and we're going to see what we can do. Our playmakers, all of them, our big guns, when we needed them, they came through.
When you scored quickly, then all of a sudden things kind of went a little shaky there for a while, where I think it was three possessions in a row. It was not hardly even getting a first down, and that game stayed really close. So what were they kind of doing to you defensively to get you off balance there?
Well, they had, I don't know what number 57 is. I don't know who that is on them, but, I mean, I probably should know his name.
Eli Pinnell.
He did a great job. I mean, he really matched up really well with our guys, and they were moving him around on defense, and then they were bringing a lot of pressure, stunting. We had some miscommunications up front, and you know this as a coach, when people start doing their own thing, thinking they can fix it without having us help them, you know, things got even worse. And, you know, we weren't, I was getting semi-frustrated. We weren't getting, you know, I don't think our communication was getting to me as well as what I'd like. And I wasn't really watching it. So, I mean, we was just all kinds of things that were happening there in about a five-minute span. And it wasn't for the block punt. And then the fumble recovery really got us settled down. And I just kind of told Dawson, I said, look, they're going to go zero coverage on us and bring pressure. If we can protect you, you'll throw for 300 and about five touchdowns. We just got to make sure we can step down and protect you. And you got to get the ball out of your hands. You can't hold it. Otherwise, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be behind the eight ball again. And then they're late. He just did that. I mean, you saw him go zero and play man on Logan Lee, and nobody ever does that. And so it's kind of surprising the first time you see it. So I was almost like, I couldn't believe it. It's like when you find a $100 bill in your pocket and you don't. I'm like, hey, we'll go zero. Let's go Vegas. Let's go verticals. And then we made him pay. So I think they just came in. It was a great game plan. I would think nothing less from Pat. That did a tremendous job, that staff, of putting what they wanted to do together. And just really, really good. And it kind of got me off guard a little bit. But, again, you know, we fixed it. And then you saw our second quarter be just tremendous.
We saw Gage Easton go down there in the second half, got up gingerly, and then went back to his back on the sideline. Do you have any update on Gage's condition right now?
Yeah, it's just a cramp. I mean, and I couldn't believe it's a cramp because it's like, I don't know, it's not real, real hot out. So, but Logan assured me that it's hot down here, Coach. I'm even a little warm. I'm like, well, okay. So that's all it is right now. He's been labored up the last couple days. Didn't practice on Wednesday. His body's just been aching, I think. And, you know, and it's week six. We're going on to week seven. It's just part of the game. You know, you've been grinding for about 9 to 10 weeks now with practice in 2 days. So, I mean, it's going to catch up to you. We've got to start taking care of our bodies a little bit better. Our nutrition has to pick up, and we have to, again, just start taking care of ourselves if we want to keep moving forward. And that will distress that with all of them.
And you talked about a few weeks ago about really trying to get a lot out of your big three, you know, Dawson and Logan and Seth. And tonight, you know, that's where your offense was and played very well. And on the same thing on the defense side, where Dawson doesn't get to play defense because the coach doesn't ever let quarterbacks play defense. But that situation being there, you know, you got those three guys going again tonight after they went stagnant for a little bit, and that really opened up things for you. But then you have even kids like Kobe Living, you're in a little fullback trap for him. You know, and when you start having those guys, those perimeter guys start scoring for you, yep, and making those big plays, that has to be a big plus for you too.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kobe's been, you know, Kobe's one of those guys that were in and out of different sets so many, you know, so he's only playing maybe a third of the time, but just because of the sets that we need to call. Told it came out, hey, we're going to run our situation stuff, and I said, it's going to come up dive, and I think we can hit it. Just take the most of your opportunities, and all the time he does that. I think he's maybe touched the ball maybe 10 times. He's got 3 or 4 touchdowns. So, I mean, you know, it's not glamorous playing fullback in our system, but when you get it, you got to make the most of it, and he has. So I've been really pleased with him. The guy that we really need to talk about now is Skyler. Tyler Strobe said, you know, I mean, just he had two receptions tonight. But the biggest thing, he came in at halftime and he said, hey, coach, come to my side. I really want you to run to my side. And I'm like, oh, you know, we got Logan on the other side. He's like, just run to my side. They're really putting all their best players over on Logan. Come to me, and I can do some damage. So one of the first plays out of the gate, we went a blast to Kobe Schultz, and dang if we didn't gain 12, 15 yards. I'm like, hey, this is, you know, when we get information that way, hey, really, I want it. I want you to believe in me like you say you are. Come my way. And then come through. It was just amazing. I was really, really pleased with him. And then his two receptions were just huge. I was super pleased with that, you know, for him.
44-7, the Orion Chargers win it tonight. And then next week on the road to Morrison. And at the beginning of the season, we joked a little bit about how it seemed to be some crazy vibes around Morrison whenever the Chargers make the trip up there. That team has been causing people some fits this year, even though they're not picking up the wins. What do you expect when we hit the road next week? It's a new coaching staff over there at Morrison.
Well, I expect it's the same old stadium. It's the same old field. So, I mean, I expect those ghosts to still be there. But, you know, we're bringing a good team. We're bringing a focused team in. So hopefully, you know, those demons can get resurrected. I mean, you know, we talk about having those overtimes and these games against them, and, you know, they're always been huge. But aside from maybe a quarterfinal game and then 4 years ago when our starting quarterback was out, those are really the only two times that they've beaten us. So, I mean, you know what it is, whatever it is. I mean, I don't know what people really think, and people always say it's, you know, that there's something over there, and man, maybe there is. I just think we have good games, and I think they're, you know, good hard-nosed, good football town, and, you know, so, and they were the top of the league for the longest time when we came in, and you want to be the man, you got to beat the man, and, you know, we got to go there. I know they're down a little bit, but, you know, we got to go get them.
We'll do that next week at Morrison. Head coach Chip Filler joining us of the Orion Chargers. Hey, congratulations on the win tonight.
I appreciate it. Playoffs. Talk about playoffs.
Hey, I know homecoming festivities aren't a big thing for a coaching staff, but it is nice to win on your homecoming.
It is. This is, I believe, I told many, I believe this is 9 in a row on homecoming.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very big. It's very important for me. I want to make sure that we win on homecoming and senior night. Those are the two biggest ones that I would like to win on.
44-7, the Chargers take care of business tonight. Go to 6-0 on the season. We'll take a quick break. Wrap it up from Charger Field right after this.